Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio.
Yesterday afternoon, Brian Oler released the following statement about the situation in Kent. After consultation with area officials and emergency personnel, a state of emergency was declared in the town of Kent. The declaration was not meant to cause alarm to residents, but by declaring this emergency declaration, it'll open an uninterrupted line of communications with federal, state, regional safety assets. It'll also allow the town of Kent to allocate resources on demand from a large selection pool. There's no imminent threat to public safety. However, the movement of the ice jam and its lifespan are now unknown. Public roads and recreation areas that are closed or have limited access are Route 7 between Route 341 and Bulls Bridge, Scaticoke Road, River Road, Bulls Bridge Recreation Area, and First Light Recreation Area. They're asking the public support during the emergency. While it's a rare phenomenon, it's not a time to sightsee. At no time should you try to negotiate floodwaters or travel on any closed road. Connecticut NCON Police and Connecticut State Police will be patrolling those areas. It's best to stay vigilant and proactive. If you do reside near the river or in low-lying areas in Kent, you should always be monitoring water levels and ice buildup. If you have an emergency, dial 911. If you have a non-emergency question, contact Susie Rundle, Kent Emergency Management Director, at 860-706-3833. You can refer back to social media pages like Facebook and more to keep informed. That from Brian Oler, Kent First Selectman Bruce Adams, Kent Fire Chief Alan Gowell, and Kent EMD Susie Rundle yesterday.
The Region 1 Board of Education, after approving the 2018-19 calendar on Monday, realized the local school boards that comprised the regional district had not even seen that calendar. Falls Village Representative Patricia McCare noted after the vote that, quote, maybe we should take a step back, end quote. She said in the past other boards looked at it and expressed any concerns or made suggestions before the Region 1 board took action. Superintendent Pamela Vogel acknowledged the administrators had seen it, but not other board members. Vogel said in the past 2 years, other boards haven't voted on the calendar. McCare said she wasn't saying they should vote on it, but quote here, I think it's a courtesy they should get to look at it, end quote. When Assistant Superintendent Lisa Carter then chimed in, traditionally a Region 1 board approves it and then it goes back to the local boards for input, McCare said, again quoting, that seems kind of backward to me, end quote. Salisbury's Jennifer Weigel agreed it needed to go back to the other boards. The proposal will be presented to the other boards for recommendations. Because the Leish Kellogg Board in Falls Village already met, Vogel will send the calendar to each board member and ask for opinions. If there are amendments to be made, the Region 1 board will make them at its February meeting. The Housatonic Camera Club presents a presentation by Ted Roth, Work in Progress. That will come up tonight at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons in the Cobble Building in Salisbury. Questions about motivation, creativity, and personal growth as a photographer. A free health screening will be held at the library on South Main Street in Pine Plains. That comes up Wednesday from 11 till 3. More information at 1-800-471-0885. It is a one-day free screening. Coming up on Wednesday, the Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee will meet at Town Hall in Sharon at 5:30, and the Transfer Station Advisory Committee has scheduled a regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. In Rhinebeck on January 17th, Oblong Books of Music author and historian David B. Woodner will present his revealing portrait of the end of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's life and presidency, the last 100 days, FDR at war and at peace, at 6 p.m. Coming up on January 17th, there'll be an all-boards orientation review, 6:30 in Region 1. January 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Committee meets at 2 p.m. And on the 18th, the Region 1 Board of Education special meeting will be from 3 until 5 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Thursday, the 18th, the Downcountry Social Club has a double bill, Brooklyn-based Delaney, original compositions in Turkish and Rumeli standards, and Boston-based Sino Trio, contemporary sounds grounded in the flavors of Turkish and Akan music, at the Racebrook Lodge from 7 till 10 p.m. The public invited to share in a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church. That'll be held on Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. January 19th in Great Barrington, W.E.B. Du Bois 150th Festival kickoff, an evening of drama retelling the life of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, plus community dialogue to kick off the 150th birthday celebration of Great Barrington's native son. That's at 6 p.m. The Cornwall Board of Education will conduct a session called Future Educational Opportunities for Cornwall Students on January 19th from 6:30 till 9 p.m. in the school gym. The program, spurred by the issue of declining enrollment and its causes, will be facilitated by Jonathan Costa of EdAdvance. Cornwall Consolidated School student population is about 75 in kindergarten through 8th grade. According to the organizers, this structured appraisal session is an opportunity for residents and taxpayers to comment to find areas of agreement regarding the current status and potential future of Cornwall students. On the 19th, Friday at Dewey Hall, a concert by award-winning Swedish quintet Jarez, who play extroverted, vigorous, and heartfelt folk music with influences from both jazz and pop, at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 7:30. Laura Bradford, a.k.a. Elizabeth Lynn Casey, is coming to the Dover Plains Library on Saturday, January 20th at 11 a.m. A sign-up is recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. 845-832-6605 to sign up. There will be a question-and-answer session as well. January 20th in Chatham, the Chatham Library, writer David Black will screen and discuss an episode of Law & Order entitled Life Choice, dating from the first season of the long-running series. It follows an investigation of a lethal bombing and stars Michael Moriarty and Chris North. A reception will follow at 3:30. Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series, which is presented by the Friends of the Cornwall Library, a suggested donation of $5 per film. All films are shown at 4 p.m. Film offerings coming up on January 20th, State of the Union. A presentation, Era of Elegance, Legacy of the Livingstons in Claremont, will take place on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Memorial Library on Main Street. Jeff Brown, curator at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown, will be the lecturer. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Salisbury Forum will present a documentary, A Plastic Ocean, which explores the issues of how plastics are in our oceans and how it affects the marine ecosystems and human health. It's a joint cooperation with the Filmworks Forum on January 21st, Sunday at 11:30 at the Movie House on Main Street in Millerton. Admission is free. Meanwhile, January 21st, Noble Horizons presents U.S. District Court Judge William Kuntz and former 17-year ACLU president, author, and law professor Nadine Strossen discussing Strossen's new book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, at 2 p.m. And on Sunday in Claverick at the Claverick Library, Developing Diversity and Landscape, Heather Grimes will show how to design a garden that will create an ecologically rich environment and restore degraded woodlands and meadow habitats for wild species. That's at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,803.19, the NASDAQ at 7261.06, and the S&P 500 at 2786.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.